It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The greens of summer are giving way to oranges, reds, and yellows. Pumpkins are everywhere, and the cider flows like fine wine. It can only mean one thing. Tis autumn. Here to help us make the most of the season with suggestions on festivals to attend is Elaine LaBalm, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. M'lady, Elaine LaBalm, thank you so much for being back with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's just a pleasure to be here, Paul.
I suppose we can dispense with the Victorian.
Really?
okay, New Girl, a nip in the air, leaves are turning. What should we expect on the fall festival circuit in the Keystone State?
Well, I got to tell you, there's so many wonderful festivals going on. And to a great extent, what we're going to do is we're going to head east, obviously. And the further east we move, and especially if you're a little bit northeast, the colors are very nice already. The leaves are turning. We have actually had a cooler August and September than we have many years. It doesn't feel like it today, maybe. But
it's going to be 80 degrees.
I know. But for the last, 6 weeks or so, it has been unseasonably cool. What does that mean? We've got more color already.
Well, and they're also saying that all of the moisture we've had this summer is going to make this an especially colorful fall foliage season.
I got to tell you, as I drive around some of the communities in the Pittsburgh region, and I'm seeing it to a great extent already. The Farmer's Almanac is already saying it's going to be very cold very soon, so we'll see if that pans out. But for the moment, we've got some nice fall color. And the neat thing also about these fall festivals by and large is they're just a food fest. And you know me and food. I mean, I'm all over this. Apples, pumpkins, the heartier foods that, some of the foods from, German heritage and whatnot. So you've got some really great eating opportunities as you go on the fall festival circuit in Pennsylvania. All the ones we're going to talk about are in the Keystone State.
Yeah, there's something about the whole fall foliage thing and when that nip does finally show up in the air that makes you crave all of these foods.
I know. You want to put your sweater on and just snuggle up and just start eating. And, it kind of warms you inside and out. So there you go.
You've come equipped with a Fab Five list for fall festivals. So let's start close by. Let's head east. But all right. First is the annual Pumpkin Fest in Confluence, Pennsylvania.
Yes, and this is a little town that I've been to several times, actually. It's in the Laurel Highlands. This festival is October 4th through 6th. The town is on the banks of the Youghiogheny and the Castleman Rivers, and it runs right through, or I should say the Great Allegheny Passage runs right through it. That's that 180-some mile multi-purpose trail from Pittsburgh in through, I guess it's northern Maryland, and then you can continue on to D.C. But anyway, the area around Confluence makes for some wonderful biking opportunities. So I think if you go out to this festival, you definitely want to bring your bike with you and do some 10, 15 mile rides. A lot of them hug the river. Just beautiful trails out there. You're going to see some wonderful color. But they also have a Pumpkin Fest Queen. I remember when we were talking about some of the events in the Midwest about the different, queens and whatnot. They've got a 5K they run, a classic auto show, parade, pumpkin contest. Now, this was my favorite one. They actually do what they call a tough man fire truck pull. And did you know that I signed you up this morning?
Wait a minute. The tough man fire truck pull. I'm all about stuff like that.
I'm pulling your leg. But let me tell you, if you go out there, why don't you do it? You're a tough man in my book.
Oh, well, thank you.
Pie eating contest, too, if you decide to go for that.
I see that. That's more in my wheelhouse.
Okay. But it's a great festival, and I think people should consider it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend.
Next up is the Fall Foliage Festival in Bedford, Pennsylvania. And this event offers an opportunity to visit Bedford County's many covered bridges. And this is a fun thing to do while the fall colors are at or near their peak. You got the bridges of Madison County, but what about those bridges of Bedford County?
Well, I got to tell you, I think we represent. I haven't seen those bridges in Madison County, but I have seen some of the ones in Bedford County, and they're lovely. But this event is the first two weekends in October, and it's huge. They get roughly 70,000, 75,000 visitors over the two weekends that the event runs. And some of the things that happen there, they've got a very extensive arts and crafts concourse. They've got a quilt show, children's theater, the apple mania, candied apples, apple dumplings, your funnel cakes. But I think that the side thing you want to do is you want to get to the festival, but you want to see some of these covered bridges. There are 14 covered bridges in Bedford County. Most of them were built about 100 years ago, mostly by by hand. And oftentimes people will say, well, why did they cover them? And actually there was concern that the structures would rot being exposed to the elements, right? So that they covered them and hoped to offer them more protection. And, you know, I'm a New England native, so I'm very familiar with covered bridges and whatnot from my part of the world. And I think there are some absolutely lovely ones out here that is pretty as anything you'll see in, you know, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire. So I think it's a great thing to do this time of year.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. The 49th annual National Apple Harvest Festival near Gettysburg made a very prestigious list this year. Tell us more.
Yes, actually, National Geographic listed this one among one of the 10 best festivals in the world. I mean, that's some serious cred in my book. It's a nice recognition. It runs the first two weekends in October, so it starts this weekend as well. Obviously, a lot of, you know, apple stuff going on there. Goodness me, caramel apples, apple pies, apple sauce, jellies, apple pancakes. I got to try and get to this one. This one just sounds tremendous. You can do some orchard tours. 300-plus craft vendors there. Now, here's what I didn't understand. Well, a couple things. They do chainsaw carving. I'm sort of down with that. But tractor square dancing, do you know anything about that, Paul? I know you're from the Midwest.
Well, I'm from here, but I spent a lot of time out there. And
there you go.
Tractor square dancing is – it's interesting. It's the way that if somebody can sit on a tractor and express their idea of art. And you know, it can be very entertaining, really.
I was worried if I misstepped that the tractor might run me over.
It takes coordination, you know. It's kind of like when you see the Shriners in their little mini cars doing that whole thing.
Well, this is your big chance to prove yourself, tractor square dancing.
Now, when you say that the National Apple Harvest Festival, it made the top 10 festivals in, are we talking about Apple Harvest Festivals?
No, festivals.
Just festivals in general.
Yes. Now, this was a list that National Geographic put out this year. You know, it's an annual list. They change it around. But it is neat that they focused on this event. It's an event of longstanding. Again, 49th annual this year. It's been going on for a long time. But the production values of this event are quite nice. So it's worthy. And it's not too far a drive. What is it to Gettysburg? Three and a half hours maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, make a day of it or spend an overnight in a bed and breakfast. I think all our choices are good here. But this is a really nice one.
And you've got the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address coming up. So that's another kind of big thing you can tie in with that.
There you go.
The Harvest Festival, along with the Brandywine Valley Wine Trail, invites you to sit and sip. What more does one need?
Well, not a whole lot more. You know, that's what I'm saying. And this one's the second weekend in October. And so this one may not be so much about apples and pumpkins. But what you do is you pay $12 and you get a passport that gets you tastings at four wineries. And this is in and around Chad's Ford, which is west, southwest of the Philadelphia area. So you're kind of driving across the state. But it's a great opportunity. You can do everything from yoga in the vineyard to lawn concerts.
Yoga in the vineyard.
I mean, how lovely does that sound?
Thought of that, but that might work. Yeah.
I'll
try anything once.
They've got, you know, a lot of neat food trucks lined up along the vineyard so you can nosh while you sip and listen to great music. So it's a different sort of fall festival, but I hear it's a lot of fun. So if you want something different.
And last but not least, the 40th annual Apple Butter Frolic put on by the Mennonites in eastern Pennsylvania. It's all about food, glorious food. Worth the trek, say you?
Yeah, I say yes. This one is one day only, Saturday, October 5th. That's this Saturday. And you can learn how the Mennonites lived 100 years ago. You know, they're a Christian group that's largely about peace and social justice. It's a really neat group, as it were, and they're well represented in the sort of central eastern part of Pennsylvania. The event starts off with a pancake and apple sausage breakfast, so I'm hooked from the get-go. But lots of Pennsylvania German food there, and you can actually buy a ticket for something called Grandma's Kitchen. It's a $50 ticket, but I looked at the menu online, and let me tell you, this is like quintessential German Nana food. It's just like you'd probably eat there, fall asleep, have to spend the night, you know, roll back to Pittsburgh the next morning.
Yes,
and it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Don't eat heavy German, Eastern European fall festival food and drive. It might not be a good idea. I have to ask you, the apple sausage, you said?
It's a pancake and apple sausage breakfast.
What's an apple
sausage?
Well,
I got to tell you, I have had apple sausage before. It is pieces of sausage. It can be, you know, tube sausage, patty sausage, flecked with chunks of apple. They actually roll pieces of apple into it. I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite kinds of sausage, Paul.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
It is.
Elaine LaBaume, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBaume, as always, thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's a pleasure.
Tomorrow, what does the future hold for the August Wilson Center? Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH@WESA.FM. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.